This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means the weekend is almost with us, and not a moment too soon. So it's time to start figuring out your plans. Here to offer a few ideas of what's hot and happening around town is Jim Sullivan, Boston Herald contributor and editor of the site JimSullivanInc.com. Hey there, Jim.
Hello, Anthony.
So what's your first pick for us this weekend?
The Clotrudis Award Ceremony at the Brattle Theater on Sunday. And Clotrudis is a local organization that promotes indie film. And their mission, they say, is for people to view films actively, encourage discourse around film, and it's more about audience engagement. People want to learn about life through film and experience different cultures. And the filmmaker, Canadian filmmaker, Adam Egoyan, is going to be honored Sunday at 5.
Well, I want to ask you about Adam Egoyan, but first, Jim, I've got to ask you about the name Clotrudis Awards. Where did it come from?
It's a combination of the words Chloe and Gertrudis, and those were two cats that the co-founders of the organization had back 18 years ago. And I can report that Chloe is still with us.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we got that straight. So for listeners who might not be familiar with Adam Egoyan, who is he and why is he such an important filmmaker?
Well, he's an Armenian-Canadian filmmaker. He has directed The Sweet Hereafter, which is probably his best-known film, and also Adoration, Exotica, and Calendar. And each of those are going to be screened at the Brattle starting tonight.
Well, let's listen to a scene from one of those films, The Sweet Hereafter. This is Sarah Polley playing the role of Nicole Burnell, narrating a scene with Robert Browning's poem, The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
It's dull in our town since my playmates left. I can't forget that I'm bereft of all the pleasant sights they see, which the piper also promised me.
Sounds interesting, Jim. What's next on your list?
It's called AD 2021, or Art and Design of the 20th and 21st Centuries. It's at Cyclorama. It's tonight. There's a benefit for the Boston Architectural College. Their gala event starts at 5:30 tonight. And then it's up through the weekend, through Sunday. This year, there are about 50 exhibitors. There's going to be fine art, there's photography, vintage, contemporary furniture, sculpture, all kinds of things. About two-thirds of the galleries come from New England, others from New York, Paris, and elsewhere. And one thing that I've been to the gala the past couple of years, and I have to admit, it's rather fun sipping a martini, as they will give you, and just walking around perusing all this art, some of which you'd like to buy, and then you look at your pocketbook and go, well, maybe tomorrow.
Still, sounds like a visual arts feast, almost.
It is, actually. It's a lot of fun. I mean, one artist I'm looking forward to seeing this time is a guy by the name of Charles Fazzino, who does these huge panoramic 3D murals, and he's got one there this year called We Are the World that's supposed to be quite fantastic.
Okay, so that's Art and Design of the 20th and 21st Centuries through Sunday at Cyclorama. Jim, I have a pick. It's about food. Starting this Sunday, it's Restaurant Week around the whole city of Boston. So if you haven't tried this, it's a chance to get big discounts at restaurants all around town. Usually they offer fixed-price menus for lunch and dinner at reduced prices, so a great chance to sample some fine dining, some medium fine dining, without dropping a huge wad of cash. About 220 restaurants participate this year, and you can check out which ones at radioboston.org.
You know something about this, Anthony, the Restaurant Week? The price of the meal goes up one penny each year. So this year, being 2012, the meals all have 12 cents at the end of them.
Interesting. Great. Thanks for that detail.
Sure.
So, Jim, one more pick for us, and it sounds something like this.
Her husband was violent, malicious, and distant. Her kids now belong to the state of Massachusetts. They've been taken away.
So, Jim, I know these are those rowdy guys that Dropkick Murphys.
Indeed they are, yes. They just released a new live album on Tuesday, or it's their studio album going out in style, plus an additional live album recorded at Fenway Park last year.
Right, and so they're going to be playing around town somewhere?
They're doing so. I saw them last night at the House of Blues, where they continue for a couple of days. They play the Songus Arena twice on Saturday, and then they have a special show at the Brighton Music Hall on Sunday, where tickets go on sale, wristbands actually go on sale, Sunday at noon. It's a small theater and tough to get.
I've only seen them play briefly at Fenway Park. They're a great band, though. Lots of energy, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a furious sort of Celtic punk rock band that's aggressive but focused. The song we were just listening to, State of Massachusetts, well, it's interesting because there's a big chorus and it sounds very much like it's happy and it's boosterism almost for the state. It's not. It's about spousal abuse and the people that are being taken away in the chorus, they're the kids from a broken family.
And Jim, I have to ask you about this. What about their one of their most popular songs, I'm Shipping Up to Boston? Jonathan Papelbon, late of the Red Sox, used to use it as his theme song when he was taking the mound. Now he's gone to the Philadelphia Phillies. So what happens to the song?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was talking to the band's bassist, Ken Casey, the other day about this. Ken got in a little trouble on ESPN because he told them that he wasn't going to let Papelbon use the song anymore. And he was joking, of course. But basically, to the serious answer is that no, Papelbon's not going to use it. It's about Boston. And he's going to look for another kind of heavy metal song to signal his entrance from the bullpen in Philadelphia.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
So that's the Dropkick Murphys playing tonight and tomorrow at the House of Blues in Boston, plus two shows on Saturday at the Songus Center in Lowell, and then Sunday at the Brighton Music Hall. So a busy St. Patrick's Day weekend for the Dropkick Murphys. And Jim, thanks for the picks.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's Jim Sullivan, Boston Herald contributor and editor of the site JimSullivanInc.com. You can find a link to Jim's picks and mine at RadioBoston.org.